now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I just love the suggestions for movies that Kramer brings us each and every month. And this time, it's the film from 1963 called The Raven. We take a look at the marvelous magazine from the 90s, which is Swing Time magazine. A look at the World of Swank gig guide, taking a look at some of the headlines from Lounge Life magazine, some stories about Steve Lawrence, Charles Manson and his relationship with Doris Day, and of course the passing this week of Gloria Vanderbilt. Let's kick off right now with Warren Wolf and Bags Groove on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, and news midweek of the passing of Gloria Vanderbilt at the age of 95, the society heiress who stitched her illustrious family name into designer jeans and built a $100 million fashion empire.
They're my new stretch denim jeans, and they are a pleasure to wear.
Her life was like a tabloid story of a child custody fight, of broken marriages and jet-set romances, and she died at a home in Manhattan at the age of 95. She grew up in her aunt's mansions in New York City and Long Island with servants and chauffeurs and lawyers and tutors and private schools and trips abroad. And she searched for fulfillment as an artist. She worked as a fashion model, a poet, a playwright, and an actress of screen, stage, and television.
And here's the first movie of Little Gloria herself.
And she had affairs with Errol Flynn, Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly, Howard Hughes, and Marlon Brando. She passed at the age of 95. You can check out more of this story in the Lounge Life magazine here at the Cocktail Nation. Simply click on the Lounge Life magazine link via the website cocktailnation.net. It is your free flipboard magazine, so check it out today. The whole story of Gloria Vanderbilt.
Cocktail Nation.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
I'm Spartacus!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
On le Cocktail Nation est scramé classic movie suggestion.
Graham's classic movie suggestions from 1963. This one you're handing to us is The Raven.
True terror is the soft, cold caress of the raven's wing.
Ooh. Your hands are so cold.
A woman whose desires transcend reality. The mysterious powers of black magic, these you will explore.
Now, what is it you need? You got some dried blood or from the bat in the house?
The raven will take you careening through the darkest of dangers. Into the ominous mystery of a master magician's evil castle.
Love this movie. It was one of those films that Roger Corman was doing in a period of all the Allan Poe stuff, and they used the play as the basis and then just went on a different tangent after that. There's a number of reasons why you see The Raven. One, it's actually still pretty good today. It stands up quite well considering it was done in the mid-60s or the early 60s. Here are some of the reasons why you see this. You've got Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre, Vincent Price, and Jack Nicholson in tights. What more do you want? It's actually pretty interesting.
It's a stellar lineup.
Oh, it's a great lineup. The only thing that annoys me about this movie is outside the fact that, yeah, some of the special effects are a little dated. The movie's climactic scene where all three guys get together and sort of show off all their powers. This has become a bit of a cliche these days. Mm. You see a similar type of ending in quite a lot of movies now. The recent remake of Dark Shadows is a very good example of that. But it's still an interesting film to look at. It was shot in colour, which is another reason why a lot of people have seen this movie. But it's definitely worth a look again. If you've never seen it, check it out, because it's actually quite an interesting movie. I think it's been remade a couple of times, sort of, you know, using variations of the plot since. But there was a version of this in the 1930s, but the one we're looking at is the one from 1963. Like I said, you've got a stellar cast in Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre, Vincent Price and Jack Nicholson. Do yourself a favour, check it out. It's actually worth a look.
The Raven from 1963 on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ramada Inn's enchanted Tiki Lounge. Tonight, our very own Lounge Brigade takes us on a magical musical journey to the mellotones of Sublime. We would like to take this moment and welcome the Sheboygan, Wisconsin chapter of the Shriners Club. So sit back, relax, have a totty for the body, and give a warm welcome for the Lounge Brigade. Thank you.
across North America. This is the Cocktail Nation.
That must be the chief. We're on our way, chief.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Look, fella, I'm a little busy right now. Would you mind calling back later?
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation with Roland Shaw and I Spy. Also played Art Pepper with Bernie's Tune on the Cocktail Nation.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Hopper.
From Kirsty Edge in Nebraska, who writes, Dear Coop, I would love to hear another one of your All Spy shows. You did some several years ago. Is it possible to have more? Well, as it happens, Christy, next week we do have a special Spy Vibe show with Jason Whiten. But this one is going to be different, and the Jason Whiten is actually going to join me for the entire show to talk spy music. We're going to play some tracks from the previous segments that he's brought us. I thought, what a great opportunity. Get him in, talking spies, and we'll play all those fabulous tunes. So that's coming up next week on the Cocktail Nation. Thanks for your email. And you can always contact me via the social medias. Of course, simply search for Cocktail Nation. And you can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Here's the Tiki Lounge Crew and Hipster's Lair.
Nizelle of Tiki Joe's Ocean from Waikiki Beach. This is Philip Roberts, the author of Waikiki Tiki, Art, History, and Photographs.
Hi, this is Tommy Tremolo from Spy 5.
Hey, everybody, this is Marty Lush, and when I'm drinking, which is often, I'm listening to Cocktail Nation.
I want you to want me, I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'd love you to love me. I'll shine up my old brown shoes, put on a brand new shirt. I'll get home early from work if you say that you love me. Didn't I see you crying? Oh, didn't I see you crying? Being all alone without a friend, you know you feel like dying. Oh, didn't I see you crying? You to want me, I need you to need me. I love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me. I'll shine up my old brown shoes, put on a brand new shirt. I'll get home early from work if you say that you love me. Yeah. didn't I see you crying? Oh, didn't I see you crying? But I'll be singing the blues if you don't say that you dig me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You don't know without a friend, you know, you feel like dying. Didn't I see you crying? To want me, I need you to need me. I love you to love me. I'm begging you, begging, 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 please. Hey.
Thank you. There's that ego people pay to see.
Enchanted.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
nutty. I'd dig you to dig me, baby. It is Langely the Coop Cooper with you. Mentioned earlier, of course, the passing of Gloria Vanderbilt. That story is in Lounge Life magazine, along with other stories, such as Steve Lawrence. He has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And he says, what I feel is gratitude, love, and hope. So check that story out. Also asking the question, did Charles Manson unleash his murder spree because Doris Day refused to make him a rock star? New evidence uncovered 50 years after the savage killing of pregnant actress Sharon Tate has emerged. Also a nice little story about Danny Heller, who we've had on the show here. And the story is called Voyage LA, looking at the life of Danny Heller. And how about this one? The US Army has picked out a new dress uniform and is going back to the 1940s with a World War II look. And I've got to say, these look very, very sharp, although it does concern me when a country does update its uniform. It's usually not good. Here's Joey Altruder now. And brothers go to mothers. Do check out Lounge Life magazine. Links on the website, cocktailnation.net.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and SIF, I think that's how they say it. It's spelled P-S-I-S-U-R-F, PSUF, I think. Also played Jet Set Sweden and Shot in the Dark. One magazine that I used to absolutely love in the 1990s was called Swing Time Magazine. Sadly closed down now. But I discovered recently, and I've been having some conversations with Michael Moss, who's the man behind the magazine, is that they've got a special Facebook page. So if you type in Swing Time Magazine on Facebook, I'll tell you what, you are going to see some fabulous photos out of the mid to late 1990s of some of the bands that you would have loved back then, some of the characters as well, like Eddie Nichols from Rock Crowd Review, just one of many, 8.5 Souvenirs. They're all there, and it is just a wonderful time capsule, captured in just beautiful colour. The photographs that they had in this magazine were just the most professional and such high quality. So do check this out. Swing Time Magazine on Facebook is the page group that you need to go check out. It is just truly amazing. And watch this space. I have a feeling it's not the last we've heard of Michael Moss. I have a feeling he might be back in some way, shape or form. That's all I'm going to tell you. What a Swank gig guide now for pastimealbumclocks.com. Sundays at the Golden Tiki, it is Dino a la carte. Trumpeter Brian Newman is playing at Nomad in Vegas. Lots of dates, so check out his After Dark show. On until June 30, the Palo de Palo Lost World Exhibition at Maxi in Rome. And for those in Sydney, the Vintage Pop-Up Market is back again. It's being held at Swing Pit in Sydney. And July 27 at Grumpy's Bar and Grill, it's the Big Kahuna Bash plus Tiki Oasis coming up in August. lots of gigs on, and of course I update the World of Swank gig guide regularly, so make sure you swing on by. Here's Enoch Light, and Out of Nowhere on the Cocktail Nation.
Wait a minute. There's something going on here. And here. And here. That one man and only one man can solve. The world is in turmoil. Frenzied diplomats turn to their computers and come up with the one individual on Earth who can snatch victory from defeat.
Cucumber.
Thank you.
Riddle me this!
Crazy, man, crazy.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun, more hypnotic than the moon. Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle, tougher than a tiger, more majestic than the king of beasts, Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Rated R.
Are under 17, not admitted without parent.
Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Where the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. And as funny as it may be, the one and only gal in town was me. A 13 man and me, the only gal in town. There were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea, while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil wells, two men are giving me gold, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about the 40 carats I had sold. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. There were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal around. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys balling the jack, and all the rest really did their best. Boy, it was a lively pack. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal around. There were 13 men and me around. There were 13 men and me.
Cocktail Nation with Anne Margaret. 13 men. George Shearing before that, Dan Mumbo in Miami. Next week, Jason Whiten from SpyVibe.com joining me for the entire show with an all-spy theme. Looking forward to this one. Going to leave you with Sergio Mendes and Mascanada. Stay hip.
Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio. Samba de preto du. Mas que nada. Um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio. Samba de preto du. Mas que nada. Um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue.